Glory to God. We're going to continue, if you remember, last Wednesday night, and I told you we were going to pick up there. We're talking about the mystery, Christ in you. You know, first Colossians 1 and 27 said, Christ in you, the hope of glory. This is the mystery. And in our text that we started, Paul said in Ephesians chapter 3 that he wrote a few words whereby you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery. And that both Jews and Gentiles would be part of the body of Christ. You know, the Jews had, like I said before, the Jews, Peter and all of them, had some problem till they got revelation. And once they got revelation, God appeared to him. He fell into a trance, and when the sheet was let down, he saw all kind of animal, 4-foot beasts, and all kind of different creatures. And he said, you know, nothing ever unclean ever entered my mouth. When the voice said, rise, Peter, slay and eat. He said, no, I don't eat that stuff. And when it was taken back up, Holy Spirit said, three men are looking for you down at the gate. And he said, and they were Gentile people. And they took them in. That was unusual. He took them in. And they slept that night and got up the next day. And when he got there, he said, God had me to know. He revealed to me that the Gentiles have just as much right to the body of Christ as we do. And so Paul got real busy preaching this mystery. He was also caught away in Arabia, where he spent some time out there. He said, in Galatians, no man taught me this. I was given this directly by the revelation of the Spirit of God. He said, if anybody preach anything else, I don't care who he is, I don't care if an angel. He said, even if I start talking something different, let them all be a lie, because I know what I receive. He said, I was caught up in the third heaven. Didn't he say it? And I heard something that was not lawful for a man to utter. And listen, when we will give ourselves to the Spirit of God, to seek God and yield to Him, there's revelation truths that God want to give to this portion of the body of Christ on earth today, right now. There's things He want. There are things He want you to know, and He want you to be truly aware of and confidence in your heart that nothing, listen to the words come out of my mouth, nothing here, there, or wherever can move you from this place that we have in Christ. Tribulation can't do it. Paul wrote about that, didn't he? Circumstance, coronavirus. Nothing can move you. Hallelujah. And we can stand with confidence, fully persuaded, with boldness that I will finish what God put me in the earth to do. Hallelujah. And so Paul wrote, like I said, Paul wrote much about this mystery. And it would be to your advantage to put God's word first. I want to make a statement right here that, and I read this many times, but I want to reiterate and I want to say it again. No individual, no, I don't care what you set out to do in life. Let me change it. Whatever you set out to do in life, if you want to be successful, if you want to succeed and nothing stops you, do what the word says. Meditate. If I don't care where you are, school teacher, principal, superintendent, cameraman, a former businessman, whatever you do, if you're an electrician, you're a carpenter, you're whatever, if you want to be successful, learn to take time to meditate in the Word. And once you meditate in it, once you meditate in the Word, put it into practice. Put it into practice. Other word, then put the word first place. Don't put the word second, third, and fourth. Always put the word first place. Remember what he said. I'm going to read. I'm getting to where we're going to pick up tonight. Remember what he said. Let the words of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching, admonishing one another, what, in psalm, in hymn. See the word is being spoken where you sing it out in a song. If you sing it out in a hymn, if it comes in a spiritual song, it's if you put it in, then the word, when it's released, are you hearing me? When the word is released, because they are faith filled words. I don't want to get on my Sunday morning message. It's real easy to do it. They are what? Faith filled words. And when you release those words of faith put pressure on the heart to produce. Because the heart is the only place, only part of you that will produce the word. You can't put it in your head and work. Anybody, any farmer ever raise any cotton on Madison Square Garden? Sowing his seeds up and down the streets. Just won't work.